It's difficult. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you can imagine, my mind isn't quite as focused as it should be, but I'll try nonetheless. There's a story about two gentlemen backpacking in Montana. As they're going along, suddenly a grizzly bear comes jumping out of the bushes. And the one man freezes, the other man drops his pack and goes bolting past that companion. And the companion yells out, "You know, you can't outrun a grizzly bear." And he says, "I don't have to outrun the bear, just have to outrun you." Not a very nice story, but it does kind of give us a little insight in terms of the two sides of fear. The one part of fear could motivate us. The other part of fear can inhibit us. Fear is a powerful thing. This is warm. Thank you. There are people who love deadlines, so they say. And those people who procrastinate up until the deadline, I think, are those who are motivated by fear, because they wait till that deadline's so close, they have no choice but to get the work done for fear of paying a price of not having it completed. And I don't know if they can complete the work as well as they normally would if they would take the time to do it a little bit more, but nonetheless, they will claim that, "Well, I work better under deadline." The other side of fear is the inhibiting part. That part that kind of freezes us in place, doesn't allow us to do things, doesn't allow us to think straight. And that's part of today's gospel lesson. The disciples were in a room that was locked for fear. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know who they could trust. They didn't know who they could believe. They didn't really understand what was taking place because things had changed so drastically within that short period of time. And we love to call this whole thing doubting Thomas, but it's doubting everybody. The women saw Jesus. The women report it to the men. The men go, "Okay, And then they go and they lock themselves in a room. Jesus shows up and Thomas isn't there. They tell Thomas. Thomas goes, "Whew." But they lived in fear. They lived in fear until that moment that Jesus entered that locked room. Because when he came into that room, what was the very first thing he offered to them? Peace. Peace be with you. And it was that peace that alleviated their fear. You may find this strange, but this week I felt pretty similar to the disciples. Because my week started out not exactly knowing what to believe, who to trust, or what to do. I just wanted to lock myself away, hide till I could figure it out. But during that time, my mind just kind of swam around until Jesus showed up and offered me peace. Well, before you're wondering about my mental acuity here, it wasn't Jesus showing up in the room, but it was people showing up who were Jesus to me. People who showed me support people who lifted me up when I was down, people who offered to give me the peace that I needed to understand that things would be all right, that this wasn't the way things should be. Colleagues who gave me great advice in terms of how things might be handled. And people whom I loved showing me that love. That's when Jesus showed up. And that's where Jesus gave me the peace that I needed. I would imagine it's pretty similar for all of us that there have been moments within our lives that we have found ourselves so overwhelmed with fear in a different situation, in all kinds of different situations, that we didn't know what to do. And we felt like we just wanted to go and hide. And then at some point in some time, somebody reached out to us, somebody became the face of Jesus within our lives and gave us that peace that we needed, talked us through it, gave us, dare I say, a hug? Allowed us to know that it was going to be all right. Allowed us to know that they were there with us throughout whatever it might be that we're experiencing. You see, when we do that, when we reach out to somebody who's in need, when we reach out to somebody who's so filled with fear, they don't know whether to wind their watch or tie their shoe, we become the face of Christ. We become the peacemaker. We become the one that allows the world for that individual to swivel right around and to return them to the place of wholeness and health. A place where they can feel like they can live for another day and find a way to ferret out whatever it is that's upsetting them. And to return them to a sense of joy that can only come through what God has blessed us with. And when we find ourselves consumed with that fear, we need to allow those people into our locked room to give us exactly what it is that God intends for us. Peace be with you. Not just words, but an attitude of life. Peace be with you aren't merely words, but it is a gift that God gives us that allows us to be the people that God has called us to be, to boldly go out into this world, no matter what the crisis or the situation might be, to be able to proclaim that peace to the world around us, to be able to embrace the needs of others and to allow them to find that sense of wholeness that they seek, to be able to be the face of Christ for the world in which we encounter. It is the peace that passes all understanding. It is a peace we can't wholly grasp, but it is a peace we know. And it is a peace we need. And it is a peace that can only come from God. Peace be with you.
Amen.